And he was born in the year of the elephant. What's the year of the elephant? When the army came from Al-Habasha with elephant to destroy the Kaaba, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Mecca from them, as mentioned in the Quran. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father passed away before he was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in some narrations, he was passed away 7 months after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth. His mother passed away while she was coming back from Medina toward Mecca. She was visiting her brother in Medina. She was coming back to Mecca. She passed away in the middle of the road. And the Prophet ﷺ was not yet 7 years old. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, took custody of him. But he passed away when the Prophet ﷺ was 8 or 10 years old. Orphan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See his childhood. Then his uncle Abu Talib took custody of him, and until he became a man and married. Abu Talib took him, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did 2 jobs in that time. One, he went with his uncle for trading in Asham in the north, and it was very successful. He was 25 years old, and they said he went also one time before that when he was 12 years old, twice only for trading. And some scholars said he was 30, not 25. But anyway. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a al-ghanam. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a al-ghanam. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be a shepherd. For a while, in his earlier years, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, when the Prophet ﷺ complete 40 years, he became a prophet. And the first revelation he received was in 8 days or 8th of Rabi' al-Awwal, and some scholars said it was in Ramadan. 2 different opinions. And this is when he was 40 years old. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has names other than this name. One of the most famous names he had, Ahmed, which be mentioned in the Quran and mentioned in the Bible by Jesus alayhi salam. Also some of his names, as Jubair ibn Mut'im narrated and reported in Bukhari Muslim, Muhammad, Ahmed, Al-Mahi, Al-Hashir, Al-Aqib. And each name of the Prophet ﷺ names has meanings. Muhammad, what's Muhammad means? Muhammad هو الذي قد حمد ربه تعالى كثيرا فسمي محمدا والذي قد حمده ربه حتى كان محمودا من الله أو الذي حمده الناس فسمي محمدا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Muhammad, this names indicate 3 meanings. First, related to him that he the one who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most. So he became Muhammad, yani the one who make a lot of praising to Allah. And also it gives you another meaning, second meaning, it is the one who been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one, He is the one who has been praised by everyone. And they have a very famous statement. They said, إِنَّهُ الْمَحْمُودُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. He is the one who has been praised by the people of earth and the people of heavens. Like by the angels and whoever lives in the heavens. So basically Muhammad, it gives you very wonderful meanings. And also Ahmed, it means the one who are grateful. And he praised his Lord a lot. One of his names is Al-Aqib. Al-Aqib, which it means no prophets after him. And other names. Some scholars, they were extreme about some people were extreme about this area. Some of them said, author a book, one of them is named Abu al-Khattab ibn Duhya. He had a book and he said the Prophet has 1,000 names. And this is extreme and not acceptable. The Prophet ﷺ's kunya was Abu al-Qasim. And this kunya, Abu al-Qasim, you were not allowed to use it, somebody to use it, in the Prophet ﷺ time. In the Prophet ﷺ time, but it became permissible after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if somebody said Abu al-Qasim, it might be confused between what he meant, the Prophet or somebody else. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, my name is Muhammad, and you can give my name to your children. So you name your children after my name. You're allowed to name your children after my name. And tell you something, brothers and sisters. Today, the most popular names in the earth is the name of Muhammad. This is the statistics by even the non-Muslims. They said the most popular name, there is no number, there is no name more popular than this name, Muhammad. There is a large, huge number, I forget it now, how many exactly was the number, but there is no name more popular than Muhammad. And subhanallah, when the Prophet ﷺ was sent as a messenger, this name was not even exist. And you can say it's very rare to find somebody's name Muhammad. But after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people start adopting this name. He passed away when he was 63 years old. Some people said he was passed away in Rabi' al-Awwal and 2nd of Rabi' al-Awwal. Some people said it was 12 of Rabi' al-Awwal, 8th of Rabi' al-Awwal. And this is these different opinions based on the history, because as you know, old days it was not that accurate, the date, but the most of the scholars agree that it was in 12 of Rabi' al-Awwal he was passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by the way, the Prophet ﷺ was not born in Rabi' al-Awwal. People celebrating his birthday in Rabi' al-Awwal, and he was not born in that day. As a matter of fact, they should celebrate. They are celebrating the same day he passed away, not he was born. And we do not celebrate his birthday anyway. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam spent 10 years in Medina, 13 years in Mecca, calling people for Tawheed the whole time in Mecca and Medina, teaching the people their religion. And 40 years before the prophecy he had sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was chosen from the whole humanity. As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked to the humanity. And he chose among them the best nation in that time. And from this nation, he has chosen the best tribes. And from this tribe, he chosen the best family. And this family, he chosen the best among them, which was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the best of the best of the best of the best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنا خيار من خيار من خيار من خيار. محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, before he was born, his mother have seen a dream that a light comes out from her body, and it lights up all the palace in the Sham, in Palestine, or north of Arabia. And this dream means that the Prophet ﷺ guidance will reach to that place, and it will settle there, and that land is going to be foundations for Islam to spread over the whole world. And An-Nabi ﷺ said, I am the da'wah. Allah subhanahu accepted the dua of my great grandfather Ibrahim. Because as you know, he from Ismail. You know Ismail, his grandfather Ismail. From Ismail, only one prophet came, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ismail had other brothers, which is Ishaq. And from Ishaq, all the other prophets. Every prophet came after Ibrahim, they came from these two sides. From Ishaq, all the prophets. From Ismail, only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Ishaq, Yaqub, and so on. And he said, I am the da'wah. I'm da'wah, which is Ibrahim made du'a, and Allah accepted that du'a. When he made that du'a, when he left Hajar, the mother of Ismail. And who is Hajar? You know who is Hajar? She was a slave, an Egyptian slave woman, been given as a gift to Sarah, Ibrahim's wife. She'd been given as a gift from the king of Egypt that time to his wife. And she gave him this slave as a gift. And from her he got Ismail, his son. His son Ismail. Abu Hurairah, he used to say, Ya Bani, Ma Issama Hadihi Ummukum. He used to say, this is your mother, Hajar. And this is, for the Arab people, he mentioned that, so he telling the Arab people that your great-great-grandmother was a slave been given to Ibrahim. So don't be any proud over people. Because we are all go back to Adam and Nuh, Adam and Eve. So if somebody want to be proud or arrogant by his race, especially that was very strong in the Arab, in that time, he told him, what you are proud of, or what is you having arrogant for. Your great-great-grandmother was slave been given to Ibrahim, and from her Ismail came. Anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he lifted Hajar over there, and Ismail, he made dua, he said, ربنا وابعث فيهم يعني في هذه الأمة يعني أمة العرب رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. He made dua, O Lord, send among them, the Arab nation, a messenger from themselves who teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the exalted, mighty, the wise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that dua, and He sent among them a messenger from themselves, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but not for them only, for the all human being and for the all mankind, as a matter of fact, for jinn and for humanity. Also, He said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. الله سبحانه وتعالى took a covenant on his prophets, in all of his prophets. Listen to this. A covenant on all of his prophets that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sinned while they are alive, that all of them should follow him. And he made them witnessing that, and he said, I'm witnessing that with you too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took covenant upon all of his prophets that they will be follower to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if they exist in his time. Therefore, based on that, in this covenant, Jesus, when he returned back in the end of the days, he will follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He will follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he will follow his religion, and he will pray behind an imam from this nation, from our Muslims nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent before him two great messengers, Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. And there is no prophet between Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The time of period between Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no prophet. After Isa is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody in the middle. When you look to the history of Musa alayhi salam, ترى أن شريعة موسى شريعة هيبة وجلال وقوة. You will see that Musa alayhi salam characteristic and his message was well known of being a strict rules. Therefore, his life full of, and he was so strong, Musa alayhi salam. When you read his characteristic in the Quran, it is very strong personality. And his religion, or the religion, the true Judaism, was a strict religion and very strict and strong. Therefore, the history of the Jewish full of wars and fights. You can tell that from reading him, his history in the Quran only. On the other hand, you see Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, his characteristic and his message, the theme of his message is, who can figure it out? Spiritual ease. Ease. He said that, I came to you to make a lot of things was forbidden in time of Musa upon you, make it lawful for you. Make things easy. Therefore, he had never had a fight in his life. Very gentleness. Very ease. This is the theme of his characteristic when you read about him as a person and about his message and about his follower. Very يعني طيب and calm. In this side you find Jesus عليه السلام, and in this side you find Musa عليه السلام. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the message he sent to the humanity by the message of Islam, by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who combined the two characteristics in his own life and in his message. It is the message of the mercy and ease, and in the same time the message which is full of rules and has punishments and is strict in some areas, but in the same time it's easy and it's not hard and it's merciful. You see, the Prophet ﷺ, he was described as merciful for the human being, and he said, I was sent with the sword. Both characteristics appear in his life, ﷺ. The peace, the fight. As much as he, ﷺ, was a peacemaker, or he lived with peace, as much also he was, when it comes to haram, when it comes to shirk, when it comes to the jihad, he came with the jihad in the same time. This is the theme of this, or the nature of this religion. It's balance. And this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the message and ended with this messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'll stop here. And inshallah, after Salat al-Asr, we'll start with the physical description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the third lecture, it's going to be inshallah about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daily life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. And I will keep 15 minutes for question and answer. Wa jazakumullah.
Sisters, some index card, you can write your questions down and pass it on.
Or, by hand.
And the sisters, you can write it down and knock on the door. We'll pick up the questions.
How what?
How Jew, Christian, and Muslims are related to Ibrahim, but not to
Nuh. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is a good question, even though it's not related to our subject directly, but it's a very interesting. How Jews and Christians and Muslims are related to Ibrahim عليه السلام but not to Nuh. طيب, I will say also why they are not all related to Adam. What do you think? Instead of Nuh, let's put Adam. Whatever you have answer in your mind to Adam, it's the same answer for Nuh. Say that again. She's saying why we said they are related to Ibrahim, not to Nuh. I'm saying why not to Adam? As Adam, as Nuh is the father of Muslims and Jewish and Christian, also Adam is the father for all of them. We don't choose Adam or Nuh because they are very, very far away. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was the father of Ishaq. And Ishaq is the father of Ya'qub. And Ya'qub lived in the time of Ibrahim. And Ya'qub, his name is Israel. His name is Israel. It means the slave of Allah. So the Jewish, start from that time, they are very related to Ibrahim because they are start from his grandson. And Muslims also, and Christians also related to Ibrahim, because Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Musa, of Jesus, she is from, her great-grandfather was Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Muslims, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his great-grandfather was Ismail, and Ismail is the son of Ibrahim. So basically they all meet in one great father. And I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. And I said that so many times to some Jewish and Christians. I told them, the natural extent for Jewish are the Muslims. Exactly as the natural extent for the Christians is the Muslims. They were saying that day to me about what is my opinion about this temple or that synagogue or whatever they looking or digging underneath of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Jewish claim that there is Suleiman's Mosque, Solomon Mosque, Suleiman Mosque underneath of the Masjid Al-Aqsa. I told them, if this is truth or not, this masjid or this temple or this synagogue, whatever it is, if it's really related to Suleiman, it's related to us, not related to you. Because the Jewish today, they're not carrying the same message which is Suleiman or Ishaq or Yaqub or all these prophets came with. Or David, no. They changed that. And this is what we challenge for. If they keep their original belief that they worship Allah only, they will be nothing but a Muslims today. And the same thing the Christians. So we said that we all belong to Ibrahim in the sense that we are all calling for one meaning or one thing, which is calling for La ilaha illallah. One. Two, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told the nations about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same thing Musa did, the same thing Jesus did. And also, after Ibrahim alayhi salam, there is something special about Ibrahim, that after Ibrahim was sent to the earth, never ever the earth was free, or nobody in the earth, he does not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Yani Salih, there is a prophet named Salih. After Salih passed away, there is no one left in the earth worship Allah. Hud, the same thing happened with Hud. Then Allah sent messenger. But Ibrahim, after he been sent as a messenger, there is always remain in the earth somebody worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until today. And this is from the barakah, the blessing of his da'wah. My father-in-law, she said her father-in-law, he didn't cut his hair from 4 years, saying that the Prophet ﷺ had long hair, and he says that it is a sin to cut his hair. No, you will see, inshallah, that the Prophet ﷺ's hair, he used to cut his hair, and that's not true. The Prophet ﷺ cut his hair, the Prophet ﷺ shaved his hair. He shaved his hair only when he made Hajj and Umrah. Therefore, it's not recommended, and some scholars said it's forbidden, for a person to shave his head for no reasons. Keep shaving his head like that. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the sign of Al-Khawarij. Al-Khawarij is one of the deviant sects in Islam, came after the Prophet ﷺ. The Muhammad ﷺ said about them, their sign is that they shaved their heads. Always. So this is the sign of them. And as you know, the Khawarij, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are the dog of hell. And you're not allowed to imitate somebody like this, a deviant people. Therefore, the scholar said, he's not allowed to shave your head for no reason. But the Prophet ﷺ used to cut his hair, he used to grow his hair, and his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never passed his shoulder, as you will know, inshallah, in the second lecture. If someone says Allah is everywhere and He is inside and He is made, Allah made from Nur, and Muhammad is created from that Nur, and Muhammad is still alive, is he a Muslim? Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah said, all the Muslim scholars agree upon that whoever said Allah is not above his throne, above the heavens, he is kafir. He is not a Muslim. All the scholars agree upon that if somebody believes that Allah is not above his throne, above his heavens, he is not Muslim. So anybody claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above his throne, he is saying that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran is wrong. Because Allah in 7 times in the Quran said that he is above his throne. And his throne above all everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever said Allah is everywhere, he contradicts himself. Because if you ask him, is Allah inside the bottle of water now? He will say, no. Is he in the bathroom? Is he in these bad places? Is he inside your body, inside your feet, in your foot? He cannot say that. If anybody said that, he's not Muslim. Because no Muslim can say such things. There is some people said that, but they are not Muslims. But if somebody believes in that, that is, this is not Muslim. But some people said, he is everywhere, but he means his knowledge everywhere. They don't mean himself. So some people ignorant, they might say Allah is everywhere, but out of ignorance, you should teach them, they should not use this term. They should use Allah's knowledge is everywhere. Allah know everywhere. Allah know everything. But Allah himself above his throne, above his heavens, subhanahu. And Allah he not made from nur. One of Allah's attributes that His face has nur, has lights. And He has hijab. And this hijab is made of nur. Hijab, it is like a partition or a veil between Him and His creation. And this partition or this veil is from lights. Because the lights of His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this partition or this veil does not exist, this light could burn everything in front of him. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic hadith. So the Nur is one of his attributes and one of his names. And Muhammad ﷺ is still alive. The Prophet ﷺ, he is in his grave and he has a special life in his grave. But he is not alive in a sense of alive like us. Otherwise, the Prophet ﷺ, if he's alive now like us, the Sahaba should not pray funeral prayer on him, because this only on dead people. On dead people. What do Jews mean when they say someone is anti-Semite? I don't know exactly. They mean if somebody hate them, that's what they means, I believe, or he doesn't like the Jews, or he doesn't believe they are being favored upon others. We are as Muslims, we believe that the Jewish been favored upon all other nations. We believe in that. Allah said that in the Quran. We don't need anybody to tell us that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not favor you upon other because your color or your length or because your names or your tribes or no. Because you are a good Muslim, a good worshipper. And whenever you leave this, you go to the lowest of the lowest, as Allah said in the Quran. So when the Jewish broke their promises with Allah, and they disbelieve in Allah, and they killed His messengers and His prophets, and they deny His messages, and they do not accept Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he didn't send them, and it's clear in their books that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet, they became the worst. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them after that, and Allah punished them after that. So we don't believe that anybody has a special relationship with Allah in a sense or in a way make him special, so he will not be punished, or he will not be asked about his mistakes. She said, I was pregnant, and a woman told me, pray two rak'ahs for the sake of Allah, read Surah Yasin, and says, oh Allah, make him a boy, a baby boy, or make it a baby boy, and I will call him Muhammad. And when I delivered the boy, I got a baby boy, but my husband gave him another name. Is this nadr I was supposed to fulfill a promise? هذه الأخت تسأل تقول كنت حامل بابني قالت لي امرأة إذا صليت ركعتين لوجه الله وقرأت منهما سورة ياسين وقلت اللهم اجعل ما في بطني ذكرا وأسميه محمدا وعندما وضعته كان ولدا ولكن زوجي سماه اسما آخر فهل يعتبر نذر ولم أوفي به أو أنه دعاء ولا شيء علي؟ والله هذا يعتبر بنيتك يا أختي. إن كنت نذرت أن تسميه محمد فلا يشترط أن تقولي نذرت لا تشترط، لأن العبرة بالمعاني لا بالمباني، العبرة بالحقائق لا بالألفاظ. فإذا كان أنت نيتك أنك نذرت أن تسمي هذا الولد محمد فهذا نذر قد أخلفتيه، يجب عليك كفارة النذر، وهي ككفارة اليمين، إطعام 10 مساكين أو كسوتهم تطعمين 10 مساكين طعمة واحدة أو تكسينهم. فإن لم يكن لديك مال للإطعام أو للكسوة فتصومي 3 أيام. ثم لا يشرع ما فعلت من أن تصلي ركعتين وتقرأ سورة ياسين، هذه منها ليس لها أصل في سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور ما أحدث. I tell the sisters, it's based on her intention. If her intention that she promised, if she got a baby boy, she will call him Muhammad, and she broke her promise, she has to make the kafara of nadr, which is similar to the kafara if you swear and you didn't fulfill your swearing. If you swear and you didn't fulfill your swearing, or you promised Allah something and you broke your promise with Him, there is kafara, something to do it in order to ask Allah to forgive your sins, which is to give 10 poor people 10 meals. Or, let me put it in the right English, to give 10 meals for the sake of Allah, full meals, dinner or lunch, like rice, chicken, salad even, yani full meal. If you can fulfill it with complete meals, that would be good. You can give it to 1 person, to 10 persons, to 2 persons, up to you. In one time, in 10 days, it's up to you. Or to give clothes for 10 people, or 10 clothes. And clothes is shirt and pants, or 1 thobe. And if you couldn't, you don't have money to do one of these, you fast 3 days. But it's not from the Sunnah, not from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told us to do such things, to read Surah Yasin and 2 rak'ah and things like that. And you know, the best thing to do what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, and the worst thing to do what's not in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sunnah. Does anybody has any more questions? Tafadhal.
Would it be true to say that Ismail alayhi salam, by descent, he was not an Arab, or his mother was not an Arab?
Ismail alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, told us that he is the father of the Arab. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the most knowledgeable person. And he told us that he is the father of the Arab. And his Arabic language, in some narrations, be taught through Jibreel. The Arabic language exists before Ismail, and the Arab nations exist before Ismail. But Ismail alayhi salam, his Arabic was the best Arabic ever exist. It was perfect. It's different a little bit from the people of Jurhum in that time he was raised with. Then it's been adopted after him, this language, which is came with different in some vocabularies and in forms and terms. It changed then, it's different than the Arab people, but it's the same language, alphabet and everything, pronunciations. But some pronunciations, some letters, some words, it's been, what is exactly, we don't have no idea. But some of it was perfect, with Ibrahim, more perfect in Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's talking or speech. Therefore, it's been adopted from him through the generations came after him. Therefore, he's been considered the father of Arab, not because he's the first Arab. No, because this beautiful Arabic language he had, he's the one who started. Because Arabic language is different, it's not slang, but it's different way of pronunciation. For example, Arab are different when it comes to pronounce kaf, kitab. People think this is the Arabic, kitab, kabid. You see, Arab people said chabdi, cha. Arab people said tabdi, ta. The kaf itself, it's all three Arabic, pure Arabic language. Pure Arabic language. But see, the sounds of kabid, el kaf, is more beautiful than ta, cha. So therefore, Quran came with the best way of pronunciation in the Arab. But also in the same time, the Quran itself has different way of pronunciations similar to what was exist. Therefore, we have different qira'ah. There is Arab people, for example, when they pronounce ha, they pronounce a. They don't pronounce ha, they pronounce a. Hatta, atta. It's a pure Arabic language. But the different Ibrahim, his pronunciations, his language, in a sense of his, let's say, his way of talking, the words, the terms, the grammars, the structure of the sentence was the best Arabic language. And as you know, Arab, as a descent, it all go to the sons of the descent. It go all the way to Nuh, because Nuh has sons, Sam and Ham and Japheth. Ham is the father where all the Arab came, and Sam, where the European came. And by the way, Jewish claim that they are from Sam, and some others said no. Anyway, so this is basically what is related to the Arab or not Arabic. But if you look it from a sense that his father is Ibrahim, and Ibrahim was not Arab, that makes sense. Sometimes my wife asks if Islam is great. Muslims are the best people. Then why Muslims are being humiliated by non-Muslims? Last question. First of all, not all Muslims humiliated by non-Muslims. Believe me, this is not true. And wallahi, the humiliation in the non-Muslims. Even if they had victory, even if they are more powerful, they have more planes, more rockets, more armies, but still, you can tell they are not having the dignity that every single Muslim has, because you have a belief in your heart. Sometimes the kuffar take over the Muslims' land, or they're more powerful, or Muslims defeated by non-Muslims, and this is because the Muslims themselves, in themselves, they left their deen behind themselves, behind their back. When they are not practicing our deen, we go back. And I will end with this story. One of the Prophet ﷺ companion was in the army who opened Greek. One of the islands in Greek. After the victory, you know, Arab people, they live desert. To fight in the sea, it's something very unique for them. And this like very, it's totally new experience. Do you know, brother and sister, that Umar ibn al-Khattab, the one who opened the east and the west, and his state was the largest state ever? You can imagine in that short period of time, he said once to one of his leaders and asked him, can I go in the sea to fight? He said, I don't know how the sea looks like. Would you describe for me how the sea looks like? He doesn't know how the sea. He never sees a sea in his life. People never have seen sea in their lives. Oceans. They fight in the ocean everywhere. It was a very great day they opened that land. They saw the Sahabi on the side crying. They said, why are you crying on a day of victory? قال لقد رأيت حصونهم المنيعة وجيوشهم وما قد جعل الله لهم من العدة والعتاد فلما عصوا الله مع ما عندهم مكننا الله من رقابهم فخشيت أن يأتي يوم لا نملك ما يملكون ونعصي الله كما يعصون فيسلطهم الله علينا فلا يرقبون في مسلم إلا ولد الله وحصل ما قد ظن رضي الله عنه. He said, I saw how much powerful people they are, and great country they had, an advanced technology they had, and a great strong castle they had. I saw all of that. This is our big army. And I saw our little, few, not much of soldier. But because they disobey Allah, Allah give us victory over them. Then I was afraid that in one day, we will disobey Allah like them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory over us. And in that moment, they will not fear anyone. They will do whatever they wish on Muslims. I'm afraid from that day to come. And radiallahu anhu, that day is already exist today. But anyway, we always say to the brothers and sisters, Islam by itself can be weak, but it will never die. Islam can be vanished, or some little bit of the Islam left, but it will never disappear completely. Islam is still remaining the earth, exists by the book, the power of the Quran and the Sunnah and the religion itself, which is no power ever can cover this power or take it out from the world. So we judge Islam by the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the rules, not by the discussion. So we'll stop here, inshallah. We'll continue, inshallah. إلى بعد ذلك.
Inshallah, we'll take a break right now. And there's brothers will be selling some snacks and everything outside. You can get some snacks. And we'll also get the tape ready in 10 minutes. It will be also sold outside. All the money goes to the Dawah program. And, you know, inshallah, we'll have Asr. We're going to have Adhan right now. 5:35 is Asr. After Asr, Sheikh Poli is going to start right after Asr. And we're going to have a dinner break at 7:15 to till Maghrib. So, inshallah. Thank you.